Welcome to BRYC Connect,
a monthly segment run by your local youth counsellors where we talk about what's on in Bathurst for youth and the community.
So listen up as we share all the deets on all things youth council and play some absolute bangers along the way.
We are BRYC Connect.
Hey guys, I'm Jasmine.
And I'm Aston.
And we are really excited to be here today, so I am the Bathurst Youth Mayor.
I'm a youth counsellor as well.
Which is really exciting. So I joined way back when, in 2022, and I am super excited because we've worked on so many different projects with so many different people, and it's been lots of fun. How about you?
Oh, I joined this year, and the reason I joined is because I kind of wanted to help my friends and kind of people my age to create Bathurst to be a more youth-friendly kind of place.
It's really cool. Let's go into a bit of school stuff, I suppose. So, what year are you going into this year?
I'm going into year 11.
And I graduated last year. Makes
Lucky.
Me feel old. So, school will return on the 1st of February, which is really soon, so I hope you've got all your stuff ready.
And term one will end about 12th of April, so it's a 10-week term for public schools within New South Wales.
Unless you're Scots or Saints or Stennies, who probably has a shorter term.
But oh, I think we start 31st. I think we start early, though, so.
Oh, okay, so it kind of balances
yeah.
that. Yeah. Okay. And then, of course, we've got some school musicals coming up. So we've got Scots or Saints College doing Mamma Mia, which performs on the 8th, 9th and 10th of February, which is really soon, so I hope you've got your tickets.
And the Stannies and MacKillop musical Freaky Friday is being shown from the 3rd to the 6th of April. We've started our practice already and it seems to be looking good.
Well, I mean, that's always good, I suppose, for a musical.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the past of our youth council stuff, we've been going to Whitton recently, so that's like the nursing home. And what have we been up to?
We've been doing plenty of stuff. The one that I was there for, it was kind of an introducing one, but following everyone else, you've done plenty of games, you've done like drinks and food with them and lots to do.
Yeah, and we do that every month, which is really good because we're trying to connect the generations. So that should be a bit of fun.
Jumping back a little, during Christmas, we did our little Christmas countdown and plenty done at the Miss Trails house where we kind of helped out with the activities. And
you would have seen some embarrassing photos from there
plenty.
Follow our Instagrams. So, yeah. And then we've also just celebrated New Year, so Happy New Year, everyone. I know it's almost February, but
it's gone quick.
It has flown by. And then, of course, we went to Annie's just to celebrate National Strawberry Ice Cream Day, where I believe that none of us actually ordered strawberry ice cream, but,
it's
you know.
It's the thought that counts.
Exactly.
To start things off, we'll play Life is a Highway, getting that old Cars vibes, you know.
Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Hands. Come on, Saint Peter.
That was Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts, a little bit of an old nostalgic one. On to a little bit of what's on. Australia Day is coming up, so if you're one to celebrate or looking just for a day out, there's plenty on.
Yeah, so of course you can go out to Wattle Flat or Rockley, go enjoy some free barbecues, or the Aquatic Centre is open from 10 a.m. for free entry.
Give it a little bit of a splash.
It's probably going to be a hot one.
There's also Chifley Dam has reopened, and the water park should be back in action.
Yeah, and I believe it's only got 2 weeks left, so as soon as school starts back, that's it. It's over. So, I know this is a month away, but you better book it in your calendars now because we have the Oberon Rodeo on the 24th of Feb. Should be pretty fun.
And the Sofala Show coming up the day after on the 25th.
So that's your weekend booked, I believe.
Full on. A little bit of some movies coming on, movies in the cinemas at the moment. There's Ironclaw, there's The Beekeeper, Mean Girls, Night Swim, Anyone But You, which was actually filmed in Sydney, if you didn't know.
And then, of course, we've got Wish, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, Migration, Wonka and Trolls Band Back Together. But please check the rating on that, especially if you are under 15 for some of them. So, Aston, have you gone and watched any of these movies yet? Or
not yet. I'm keen to watch The Beekeeper, and I'm thoroughly curious about Anyone But You, surprisingly.
Yeah, my mum actually went and watched that with some of her best mates, and she pretty enjoyed it. But I went and watched Wonka, and that was so much fun. And then Mean Girls, if you couldn't tell, I'm a bit of a musical buff. So they were good to watch, especially that if you just want something a bit fun, a bit lighthearted, perfect movies.
Recommend them all.
Yeah, 100%.
Go and have a binge sesh in the cinemas.
Yeah, there's nothing like a cinema. You could watch them at home, but it's so much more fun there.
No different. Sorry, it's just too different. Plenty upcoming as well. The Fall Guy, June Part 2 releasing, the second part to that series. Kung Fu Panda 4 releasing. A new Ghostbusters, The Frozen Empire.
Imaginary, which is actually a horror. And then The Colour Purple. But then, of course, if you're those people that are looking out for a bit of more of a Netflix binge.
There's plenty on as well. Lift being popular. Society, The Snow, The Proposal with Ryan Reynolds coming back. Transporter 2 coming back, being popular, and the new release, the Super Mario movie, coming back as well.
Which was really fun to watch in the cinemas. It was quite funny. But then, of course, we had that show, The Artful Dodger, which was actually shot in Australia, which is pretty cool. Have you got to watch it yet?
No, I haven't, no.
Oh, it's actually a bit of a twist on, well, Oliver Twist.
Can't give too many spoilers.
But then, of course, we have some other things going on in Bathurst, like we have the monster trucks coming on the 27th. That should be a bit of fun, considering that we don't really see monster trucks very often in Bathurst.
Oh, definitely. Again, the Chifley Dam has reopened, so any water activities there is back on action.
Can always go out camping Flat Rock or something like that.
Exactly.
There's so many things to do around if you're looking for it.
The gallery, the Bathurst Regional Art Gallery is open and free for entry at the moment as well if you're looking for a little bit of indoor action.
And then, of course, next month we have Superfest.
Oh, so excited.
So it's 10 days of racing. How fun. So I guess those few people, they're going to bunker down and not come out, but I'll definitely be there, and I'm betting Aston, you will be too.
Oh, 100%, 100%.
It should
Can't
be a
miss
bit
it.
Of, so we have the season opener for Supercars Australia. So it's going to be the Thrifty 500. It's going to be a bit of fun.
It's also the Bathurst 12-hour, the start for the GT World Challenge Championship, which goes around the world, kind of following many different European countries. So it's surprising that we get one out in Australia, but it's brilliant every year. Worth a watch.
Yeah, definitely, because we have some international drivers, not just homegrown, but people from all over the world come to our little town. How cool.
What a place.
And next up, our song is Heat Waves by Glass Animals. Think about is you. Don't stop, baby, you can walk too. Don't want, but I think about you. You know that I'm never gonna lose.
Been faking me out. Can't make
Billy in Hollywood laying on the screen. You just need a better life than this. You need something I can never give. Fake water all across the road. It's gone, now the night is come. But sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. Can't make you happy or now. You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
Was Heat Waves by Glass Animals, but now we're going to go a little bit more into the sporting world. So what's happening at the moment?
Plenty on. To begin with the BBL, the Sydney Sixers are versing the Brisbane Heat in the grand finals, and the Strikers place third place, so big one upcoming.
That's come up quick.
Very, and wow. Whole season's gone quick.
Yeah, but then in a bit of unrelated news, when Sam Kerr busted her ACL.
Oh, drastic.
Yeah, that was a bit of a shock for Australia, I suppose, considering she did it in a training session.
Not good. I can relate. I had my ACL done recently, and it's not a fun experience. You're kind of out for at least 6 months doing anything.
Yeah, considering that she's a professional soccer player or football player, however you want to say it. But definitely a shock for Australia. It's going to be hard for the Paris Olympics.
Yeah. In other kind of soccer news, the Socceroos are currently playing in the Asia World Cup qualifiers for the next FIFA World Cup, so hopefully we do well for that one.
Yeah, hopefully the boys can bring it home, I suppose. But then back to the Olympics, we're excited that some people have already begun qualifying for them, so we should have a really strong Olympic team.
Very.
For this July, I believe. It's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Considering it's 4-year rotation, I can't believe it's already come back. And then a bit more home-related news. We have the Panthers versus the Tigers coming to Bathurst. So tickets are on sale now, so buy them before they
get
all sell
quick.
Out. Yeah. I know it's going to be a big match. Bathurst is all behind it, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%. Also, following back to soccer, the Western Sydney Wanderers are going to verse the Newcastle Jets very soon.
And I know we have some local legends in those teams as well, so should be good. Might see some people you know.
On to motorsport again, can't miss it. Formula One starts back on the 2nd of March in Bahrain, and further after, the Australian GP is on the 24th of March, so looking to be a great season ahead for that.
Yeah, we'll see if Max brings it home again, which My bet is he probably will, because
it's Ferrari's year, it is. I promise it is.
I want to see how the McLaren boys go, honestly. Like, we've got Oscar Piastri, who was only a rookie last year, won Rookie of the Year. Yeah. And then
placed very well, winning his first race even.
Yeah, he beat Lando Norris. I could not believe that. It was a bit sad. But those two, they're the youngest, one of the youngest teams, I believe, on the grid at the moment. So it's going to be a bit of a fun one seeing what they can pull out. But have you seen their livery?
I have. Oh, it's so good. I'm a McLaren fanboy as well, but gosh, it looks good.
It is a very nice car, but obviously, if you do follow F1, keep an eye out on all their social media pages, because February is the month where
all of it starts.
Yeah, where it all begins. And then also in supercars news, we had testing over in America for those cars, because if you didn't hear, they had like the parody stuff going on between Ford and Chev. So they took their cars over to America to test in the wind tunnels just to see what would do. So they will both be having aero changes for Bathurst.
Big changes.
Considering it's Bathurst, I don't want to know how it goes, because I think it might be a scary one for those drivers.
It's going to be one heck of a competitive season with, firstly, Van Gisbergen going to NASCAR, and secondly, all the changes.
Yeah, I think because there was so many people just hopping all around the place, it'll be interesting to see how Brody goes this year, because obviously he won last year by, not a mile, but he was hanging in there pretty well.
It became fine. It was close towards the end.
Yeah, between Erebus and Red Bull, that'll be a bit of an interesting one. But yeah, we'll see how Will Brown and Brock Feeney go this year. So obviously
another young group kind of coming through, ready to storm.
Yeah, there's a few rookies in the ranks this year, which will be a bit of fun considering they've just come out from Super 2.
It's looking to, or shaping up to be one heck of a season, especially starting in Bathurst of all places. So make sure to jump down and watch it all start.
100%. And if you can't go to the race, definitely go to the town, because, you know, we always have the track to town. So if you want to meet some of those drivers, hopefully they will be here and you can say g'day.
Plenty on outside the races.
So SVG, as you may or may not know, moved to America with Jess Dane, who is also the director of Red Bull, I believe. So it'll be a bit of an interesting one over there, but his driving style is a bit more harsh. So it'll be a bit of fun to see how he goes against the Americans. I think they call him Van Berger or something.
Van Berger, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, because they don't know how to pronounce his name. So I guess we'll see how the Kiwi goes.
I don't know if you can tell, but we're definitely motorsport fans, because also upcoming soon is the 24 Hours of Daytona, the start of the American 24-hour, or like the distant. It's the start of the endurance racing in America, and then not long after, the World Endurance Champ with all of the hypercars start up again.
Yeah, and I don't know if you just saw, but some of our drivers actually did the E-series of the 24-hour. So they were literally sitting at their sims for 24 hours driving this imaginary car around that track.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was some pretty chaotic stuff, but Australia came home pretty well, I believe.
Yes. Oh, I hate to say it, but next song's a Taylor Swift one. She is taking the world by storm at the moment. Just everything Taylor Swift I see on all socials, just incredible.
Well, I mean, she's coming to Australia, so it's going to be a good one, that's for sure.
I saw a thing that she may single-handedly save Australia from a recession with her her performance. So
wow, considering she added extra performances to her Australian tour. It's going to be a bit of a
highly
fun one.
Sought after. Anyway, so we'll be listening to Love Story by Taylor Swift.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you Julie, and I was crying on the staircase.
That was Love Story by Taylor Swift. Very,
How'd you enjoy that one, Aston?
Not a fan, but it's not a bad song. I'll give him that.
Yeah, she's a pretty good artist. So if you have any questions about what we do or what we're going to do this year for Youth Council, please give us a follow on Instagram.
Bathurst_youth. It's our Insta.
Yep, and you'll definitely see us all there. And then if you have any questions, please don't be afraid to ask them. We are all about trying to encourage youth to become part of our council. It's lots of fun, and we've definitely learned a lot and made a lot of friendships.
Very much, yes. Very fun. Definitely recommend it as well for next year, because that's creeping up really close, the new elections.
Yeah, and of course, we only have one meeting a month, so it's not that big a ask, and you get to do all these community events, which is lots of fun.
Well, thank you very much for listening to our monthly show. We've very much enjoyed it today.
Yeah, it's been lots of fun. Probably a bit too much car talk.
Oh, well.
But, oh, well, I'm sure you guys will get used to it. There'll be two brand new youth councillors next month, hopefully, so...
Fingers crossed.
You've been listening to BRYC Connect. I'm Jasmine, the Bathurst Youth Mayor.
And I'm Aston, one of your youth councillors.
Now we'll lead you into our next song with Dance of the Night by Dua Lipa.
Me. Dance, dance the night away. My heart could be burning, but you won't see it on my face. Watch me dance, dance the night away. I'll still keep the party running, I won't get out of place. Lately I've been moving close to the edge, still be looking my best. I stay on the beat, you can count on me, I ain't missing no steps. Every romance shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me dance.